KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a clear sky. It's 59 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today, high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. The 2018 Cass County Fair is concluding today in Atlantic with the livestock sale, which got underway or gets underway right about now at 8 o'clock. Also happening at this hour is the release of the static exhibits. And don't forget, you can catch breakfast this morning on the fairgrounds at the food stand until 10 a.m. Officials at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce say you could be the big winner at Atlantic Fest, presented by First Whitney Bank, with a 50-50 raffle prize guaranteed to be at least $500. Tickets for the 50-50 raffle are on sale now at the Chamber of Commerce office at 102 Chestnut Street, or they can be purchased the day of Atlantic Fest, August 11th, at the Chamber booth in the Atlantic City Park. The tickets are $1 each, or you can purchase six for only $5. The drawing will be held again on August 11th, 3:45 p.m. at the Atlantic Fest main stage, and you do not need to be present to win. The Chamber thanks its raffle sponsors, and for more information about the Atlantic Fest 50-50 rally or any other information pertaining to Atlantic Fest, go to www.atlanticiowa.com. The Creston Police Department reports this morning two arrests took place on Monday just before 3 p.m. 31-year-old Christopher Colburn, whose address is unknown, was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on two Clark County warrants for probation violation. Colburn was later transferred to the custody of Clark County deputies. And at around 5:15 p.m. Monday, 50-year-old Jeffrey German of Galesburg, Illinois, was arrested in the 800 block of West Taylor Street in Creston for indecent exposure. German was later released from the jail on a $1,000 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department reports a traffic stop at around 1:20 a.m. Sunday on two motorcycles traveling well in excess of the posted speed limit resulted in the arrest of 46-year-old Kenneth Boer of Council Bluffs. He was taken into custody near Highway 92 and Harry Langdon Boulevard on a charge of OWI first offense. The other motorcyclist arrested for OWI first offense was 43-year-old Joey Ray Acosta of Council Bluffs. A passenger in an SUV was transported by helicopter to a hospital in Omaha following a crash late Sunday night in Mills County. The sheriff's office said yesterday 25-year-old Isidro Topete Topete of Orange City was flown by LifeNet to the UNMC in Omaha. After the 2016 Jeep that was driven by 24-year-old Daniel Cortez Curiel of Haywarden left the road and flipped end over end into a ditch at around 11:15 p.m. The accident happened near 190th Street and Highway 34. Cortez Curiel was arrested for suspicion of operating while intoxicated and driving while barred. And the Mills County Sheriff's Office reports several recent arrests. On July the 26th, 57-year-old Jeffrey Allen Hallman of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. 47-year-old John Banter of Malvern was arrested for domestic abuse assault with intent or display of a weapon, reckless use of firearms with damage, and he was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail. And 34-year-old Casey Dean Freemeyer of Tabor was arrested on July 26th for failure to report an accident, operation of a vehicle without interlock, driving under suspension, failure to maintain control, and use of an electronic communication device. Last Friday, 39-year-old Andrew Eric Main of Council Bluffs was arrested on I-29 in Mills County for driving while barred. And 51-year-old Tashia Ann Vetito of Sydney was arrested on a warrant for wanton neglect of a health care facility resident. On Saturday, 42-year-old Joseph Lee Hasty of Glenwood was arrested for being a fugitive from justice. And as I mentioned a moment ago, on Sunday, 24-year-old Daniel Curiel Cortez of Haywarden was arrested. On top of the other charges for possession of contraband in a correctional facility, OWI second offense, driving while barred, failure to maintain control, and failure to provide proof of financial liability. An October trial in Sioux City has been scheduled for a man accused of ramming police cars in a chase that began in northeast Nebraska and ended in northwest Iowa. Woodbury County court records say 43-year-old Larry Johnson II pleaded not guilty Friday to an assault on an officer charge. His trial is set to begin October 2nd. The Nebraska State Patrol says the incident occurred July 6th when a Nebraska trooper tried to stop a pickup truck being pursued by South Sioux City police. The truck rammed the trooper's car, which had maneuvered in front of it, from behind before crossing into Iowa. The trooper and a Dakota County Sheriff's Cruiser followed the truck onto I-29 before it went out of control and became stuck in a median. Officials say the truck then rammed both the trooper's car and the sheriff's vehicle before Johnson was arrested. Elsewhere in state news, a major Iowa hospital and medical clinic system has notified about 1.4 million patients and former patients about a computer breach that might have exposed their personal information. Unity Point Health officials say hackers broke into the company's email system and could have obtained medical information. Unity Point's privacy officer, Rayanne Isaacson, said Monday the company isn't aware of any misuse of patient information related to the incident, but she says the company is telling patients what Unity Point is doing to address the situation and what patients can do to help protect their information. The company says the hackers also might have obtained some patients' financial information. Unity Point says after the problem was discovered on May 31st, it hired outside experts and notified the FBI. Well, if you're on Medicare, you should be seeing a new card showing up in your mailbox sometime soon. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Julie Brookhart, a spokesperson for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, says the new cards will no longer use your Social Security number to identify you. She says that's the only thing that's different.
It's not going to change your Medicare benefits, so do not be alarmed. Everything stays the same there.
Brookhart says they've been getting requests for years to take the Social Security numbers off the Medicare cards as a security issue to help prevent identity theft. It took legislation to get it done, and now the new cards are going out, and those in Iowa should receive them by the second week of August. I'm Dar Danielson.
And after this year's increase in health care expenses for thousands of state employees, the state of Iowa's next health insurance contract does not include an increase in out-of-pocket expenses for state workers.
So pretty much status quo.
That's Department of Administrative Services Director Janet Phipps. Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield is providing coverage to about 21,000 state workers this year. Wellmark was the only company to submit a bid to provide health insurance for state employees in 2019 and 2020.
Plan design, all of those things remain the same. Co-pays, co-insurance, value-added programs, all of those.
Last year, about 54,000 state employees and their dependents got health care coverage through the state. In 2016, state employees paid $20 a month for single and family health insurance plans. After collective bargaining changes Republicans made in 2017, that monthly fee was doubled for about $40 for individual in-state health insurance plans and $150 a month for an in-state family plan. A more expensive national option was available as well. None of the monthly requirements in place now will not change in 2019 under the contract approved Monday by the state's executive council. State employees who get dental insurance will see what Phipps described as a very modest 1.5% increase in their 2019 premiums to Delta Dental. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.